Truly, you appear to have a rare gift for inspiring loyalty. I must commend you for reaching across the unfortunately persistent social gulfs here at Hogwarts. Of course, I must say, after your untimely departure from the home of your aunt, you were astoundingly difficult to find. I suspect that I couldn't have hid you better myself. Then again, we wizards can be a bit high and mighty about taking the time to keep up with Muggle trends. I see. Well, although I might have wished the bonds of blood would have held tighter, one must never underestimate the power of a family of circumstance, a chosen family. No, Harry, I shouldn't want you to let the accolades of the public get to your head. From one celebrated hero to another. I don't think... That was too direct, I think. I'll keep going. The life of a luminary can be quite tiresome. I may be the beau ideal of electability. Oh, I do hope that was not too gauche. Also, that almost genuine self-correction also isn't. But titles generally come with obligations. Well, your friend Mr. North sounds rather wise, and well educated too. Is that Shakespeare? Okay, so if Dumbledore is going to say something that can be seen as arrogant or self-aggrandizing, he's going to hedge it first. So, like, no, Harry, I shouldn't want you to let the accolades of the public get to your head. If you'll forgive me being so self-aggrandizing. Like, he might even say it in those terms. You know, he might say, if you will forgive my presumption... I am one who has had many accolades heaped upon his own head, you know. To carry them all can be quite tiresome. Titles, whether one asks for them or no, generally come with obligations. That's the way I would do that line. Oh, and also, Dumbledore wouldn't ask whether it's Shakespeare. He knows whether it's Shakespeare, and he would say, ah. Dear William Shakespeare, yes. His wisdom was greater than I shall ever know.